Now, let me read the seventh verse. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man who's my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn mine hand upon the little ones. He refers back to the time when he was smitten, in fact, when he was here. The Lord Jesus quoted this verse. We'll turn to that in just a moment. This is a remarkable passage of Scripture, and of course, we immediately identify it back in chapter 12 with verse 10. They shall look upon me whom they've pierced, and they shall mourn for it. Now, I read in verse 7, awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man who's my fellow. Don't tell me that both Old and New Testament doesn't teach the deity of Christ. My fellow, he's the one that is even with me. Now, he says, saith the Lord of hosts, smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn mine hand upon the little ones. Now, who would have thought that that referred to the Lord Jesus Christ? But it does refer to him, because when you go to Matthew, the 26th chapter, verse 31, now I'll turn there and read that. Then saith Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it's written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. Now, he made that applicable to himself. So what the Lord Jesus is saying here, and those of you now who deny that God has a future purpose with Israel, then may I say that in this series of prophecies that we have here that relate to his first and second comings, did the Lord Jesus Christ lie or didn't he? He says that Zechariah was referring to him when he said, smite the shepherd and the sheep shall be scattered. And when he comes a second time, they say, what is the meaning of these nail prints, the wounds in your hand? Why, he said, I received those in the house of my friend. And then the prophecy goes on, because then they're going to know him. And as we said back in chapter 12, that'll be the time of the greatest day of atonement. Verse 8, will you listen? It shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts in it shall be cut off and die. The third part shall be left in it. And I take that's the remnant. A third will be saved. Verse 9, and I will bring the third part through the fire. I will refine them as silver is refined. I will test them as gold is tested. They shall call on my name. I'll hear them. And I will say, it's my people. And they shall say, Lord's my God. Isn't that a wonderful statement? And that's the reason that 144,000 are sealed at the time of the Great Tribulation period. These are the ones that are going to say at that time, I will take a stand for him. They're the ones that are going to be faithful to him. They're the ones that are going to go through the Great Tribulation. Why? He's sealing, by the way. They'll make it, and they're his. What a wonderful passage of Scripture. And you want to know something? I'm going to make it, and you're going to make it if you have trusted Christ as your Savior.